stuff.
This is Chuba. How do you pronounce your last name? This is Chuba Uduku telling his immigration story in his own words. About at Treehouse number 40 at Orange Door Cafe in Acton, Massachusetts.
Okay, well, that official recording. So I was born of an American mother in Nigeria a long, long time ago. I'm in my 60s. And I grew up in eastern Nigeria before it became Biafra. How many of you remember Biafra?
Biafra, yes.
So my father was the commissioner for housing in the rebel government in Biafra. My father and my mother were educationists. My father had a PhD out of the University of Toronto, and he went back and built a high school and established the education system. He married an American girl who made a difference because she brought the American, you know, chutzpah, whatever the word, the Jewish word for it, to helping him drive the strategy and his life work. In 1968, the war was really, really bad. We were at that point an enclave in Biafra, and it really has shrunk down to a small section. The Nigerians had pretty much encircled us, and there were two airstrips open. The big airstrip that they were using in a place called Uli, which was used for gun running, basically importing guns into and so they had these Boeing 707s that flew from, those of you that remember the Biafra War, there were a couple of countries that recognized Biafra at the time. One of them was Portugal, and there was a Portuguese island off the west coast of Africa called Sao Tome. And so they would gun run from Sao Tome into this airstrip. So in November of 1968, my father got the special permission for us to leave. There were eight kids. My father had eight kids at that point. And so we all got packed into this one car, all eight of us plus my parents were the driver. I can imagine it was pretty tight. Luckily, my younger siblings were quite young at the time. And we drive to this airstrip, and they put us in a bunker because the Nigerians were strafing and bombing the bunker, this airstrip, to stop the planes from landing. They were shooting them down, actually. So the first four of us, that's the older kids, got into this 707. There were four seats in the back of this big 707. Those of you who don't remember, these were big planes.
Cargo planes.
And they flash the runway lights, and we take off. Just flash. The guy had to be an expert because he had to gauge. He gave him a kind of a bearing. We took off and we climbed a very steep climb. I'd never been in an airplane before in my life. This is my first time in an airplane. And as we climbed, the Nigerian fighters came after us, so you climbed even higher. And it turns out the higher you go, the fighters don't go that high. And as we crossed Nigerian airspace, you could see the anti-aircraft fire shooting up all the way up. And then we finally landed in Sao Tome. We got there safely. Then several hours go by. Well, by the American pilot, one guy that flew us, asked us where we're going. We said, we're going to America. He says, and he asked us, well, how you, with four African kids sitting here, how are you going to get to America? He says, we're waiting on our mother. She says, how's your mother going to get you there? She says, an American. So he hung around, waiting for an American to see who this American lady is. So, it took several hours, about 5 hours later, we thought they had shut them down because there was no communication, nothing, no radio silence once they get up in the air. My mother finally arrived and this mercenary meets her. And this guy took all of us and put us in a hotel, paid for everything, took all the local currency from us and gave us US dollars. And made arrangements for us to fly to Lisbon, Portugal. It took a couple of days to get that set up. And we got back in another cargo plane that was operated. Apparently this must have been some kind of a mercenary company because they put us all in this plane and we fly to Lisbon. I get to Lisbon, we get to Lisbon and we get received by the Biafra government. We get put in a hotel, they take all our passports away, which are useless because the passport had expired. So my mother then finds a way to get to the U.S. Embassy in Lisbon. My uncle, who just passed about 3 years ago, was Bronx County prosecutor, NYU Law. He had done a special congressional search for his sister in Biafra. So when we got to the embassy, he said, "We're looking for you guys." They were sorry for the tears. That's how I came to this country. The U.S. government put us on a plane and flew us to New York City. Then I ended up in the ghettos of Harlem. That's when the reality of being black came into play. Up until then, I didn't know I was black.
I just learned that just now.
Right. So that's how I came. So when we talk about immigration stories and the birthrights, I was bringing it up with my team here. I told them I wasn't never a naturalized U.S. citizen. I am a U.S. citizen. I was born by an American mother. I registered at birth as a U.S. citizen. And I was telling them, when I went back after the war and finished high school then, it was time to come to Columbia. And I went to the embassy to get my passport. They issued me a passport like they would do any other American. That's a birthright. Mm-hmm. Apparently Trump's trying to take that away from us too.
Yeah. So tell us about the pilot. Like, who was he?
Never. He was an American guy, white. Obviously, very. Never gave us his name. Never told us anything about him. He did what he did. He did it because he was an American, and he knew there was an American in trouble. And that's what defined. And that's what the basis of which I've experienced this country. There's always been a culture where people are treated, to your point, humanely, and with respect.
The first time you told me that story, you told me that it was the reason why you embraced the pay it forward and giving first
absolutely.
Mentality, which is sort of the core of Treehouse. So I think if there is a single story that I've heard in Treehouse that has sort of embodied what it is, that story was it. And thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you.